Oh, the second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And for the next few minutes, maybe half an hour, maybe 40 minutes, maybe an hour, we're going to take a look at the poetry and the music and to some extent the life of Mr. T.R. Ritchie. T.R. Ritchie was a songwriter in Seattle. That's when I met him. And he'd been in Seattle for many years at that point, for quite a few years. He left Seattle eventually, went to Utah, set up shop in Moab, Utah, and kind of went national and did a lot of things that way. And then eventually he came back to Bellingham and lived in Bellingham and sort of rejuvenated his solo career. T.R. Ritchie. And he came out with 5 albums, and he supported a lot of folks in their songwriting efforts, and they supported him. And he had been a fire lookout. He's born in 46, and he had been a fire lookout in Montana, and he had studied journalism. And while he was studying journalism, he picked up a guitar and started playing, and it just went on from there. I knew him fairly well. Not well enough to know any intimate secrets or anything like that, but he was a good friend. And the reason why he was a good friend was because he was so supportive in a very quiet and gentle way. And that shows through all of his writing. But along with that quiet gentleness was an incredible perceptive way of looking at things. I don't think I've ever met anybody that perceptive, quite in that way. And he could put it into words. He could be funny, he could be wry, he could be gentle. Occasionally he could be very angry. But it was always this sort of calm, wonderful presence that he had. More so than so many artists, you know. So we're going to take a look at his music. And he died on January the 29th of this year in Bellingham. And we had all, many of the musicians that he knew, had just done benefits for him. And we'd just done quite a large one in Bellingham, and it was quite nice to get everybody back together, and he was there and read some of his poems, and that's how that worked. So we are going to listen to some of his music and other folks doing his music: Heidi Muller, Tom Rawson, Belinda Bowler, and then we're going to just think about who and what he was and why not. Alrighty, so there'll be some readings. Christy Stortle did some of the readings, and we will listen to those. And underneath the readings will be the music of Tracy Moore. It'll be the only music during this segment that is not T.R. Ritchie's. And that's kind of a more personal thing with me. The last time I actually saw T.R. Ritchie for any length of time was in the 90s, the early 90s. And he and Tracy Moore had been doing a tour in this neck of the woods. And they came through and they surprised me, and they showed up at my office and just asked if I wanted to go down and have a couple of beers. And I did, and we did. And these are two gentlemen who were very, very good friends, and two gentlemen who are in their own ways very quiet and, again, very perceptive and very gentle and very, very, very supportive. It was a wonderful time for me, and I really wanted to include Tracy Moore in this because of his friendship with T.R. and because of what he has done and how he has supported me. And I think to back up these things with his music is kind of cool. Alrighty, so here we go. T.R. Ritchie, welcome to his world.
Welcome to the world, I hope you like the show. There are lots of things to do and see and places you can go. When you get to the jungle, keep one eye out behind. Watch out for the cannibals, they're hungry all the time. Listen to those native drums calling to your feet. Don't it make you want to go dancing in the street? Just one word of warning, you better pray you don't fall. One wrong step and there won't be nothing left for you at all. Cause it's hang him high, lay him low, grab him ever hurts and don't let go. Back him up against the wall, raise the axe and let it fall. Sell him out, steal him blind, run off with his wife if you got the time. Do anything you gotta do and do it before he can do it to you. Choose your partner, they're striking up the band. The music you're about to face, don't wait for any man. When things start getting hot, try to keep it cool. And try to stay one jump ahead, that's the golden rule. Cause it's hang him high, lay him low, grab where it hurts and don't let go. Back him up against the wall, raise the axe and let it fall. Sell him out, steal him blind, run off with his wife if you got the time. Do anything you gotta do and do it before he can do it to you. Isn't this exciting? Ain't you glad you came? Once you learn to dance, your life will never be the same. The music never stops, and everybody knows. Dancing with a cannibal sure keeps you on your toes. Cause it's hang him high, lay him low, grab him where it hurts and don't let go. Back him up against the wall, raise the axe and let it fall. Sell him out, steal him blind, run off with his life if you got the time. Do anything you gotta do, and do it before he can do it to you. Do it before he can do it to you. Do it before he can do it to you.
Writes, so it turns out the simplest things are the holiest. Ask any dying friend. Morning coffee, evening walks, laughter, work of the hands, shared meals. Every day we engage in sacrament without fanfare or ceremony. And in the end, it is not extraordinary achievement we find ourselves great. Humble rites, which keep us close to the ground, close to the moment, close to each other. Let us honor the dying by our earnest and abiding allegiance to ordinary. Forget everything. Forget everything. That is to say, lay aside your troubles for a moment. Dwell not on regrets. Time out from your dreams. Turn the clock to the wall. Turn off your cell phones. Shut down your computer. Now, step outside. Close your eyes. Stand there. Listen to the world. A miracle, is it not, that we're all still together here? All day, just all day, discontent has been crashing around inside me like a bird trapped in a room. I've opened every window, but it refuses to leave, throwing itself instead at the ceiling and high corners, convinced in its panic that there is no way out. Look, look, I plead, look. The windows are open. Release is there, right there. But it continues to flail, bruising its wings and breastbone, pushing us both toward exhaustion. Let night come quickly then. Maybe darkness is the answer. Perhaps by morning, I will awaken in a quiet place. Cooper's hawk. The Cooper's hawk has taken a band-tailed pigeon, and now feathers drift across the snow and lodge against the dry grasses by the fence. I open my door and step into the winter sun, kneel and lift a blood-flecked feather, shade my eyes and look to the western cliffs. Already the sparrows are emerging from the tangled row of rose bushes.
Father lived a quiet life of ordinary means. Safe within the soft confines of comfortable routines. As steady as the ticking clock that measured out his days. He walked a straight and narrow path, but I went the other way. Cross your fingers, place your bets, see what tomorrow brings. It might be argued I became my father's wildest dream. I do not have my father's eyes, nor were our views the same. He gave himself to order, but I would not be tamed. An unresolved transgression, his misbegotten child. A weed among his roses that flourished in the wild. Cross your fingers, place your bets, see what tomorrow brings. It might be argued I became my father's wildest dream. With him when he died, one late November day. But there was no exchange of words before he slipped away. Thus it sometimes is between the father and the son. Strangers of a common without a common tongue. Cross your fingers, place your bets, see what tomorrow brings. It might be argued I became my father's wildest dream. It might be argued I became my father's wildest dream.
I like to think of us back then, before we ever met, moving toward each other with every step, coming through the mountains where our secret rivers run to trails in the wilderness, converging into one. Summer eyes, blue and blue upon the blue, beneath changing skies, at home in those high places, we'd watch the seasons come, two spirits of the wilderness, converging into one, into one. Well, now we know what those who guide our steps have always known. together, but we've never been alone. As remote this wilderness is the chance we met, for which we are forever blessed and blessed again. I stand within this moment that calls through time and space and gave us to the journey and stood us face to face. I hear the faintest whisper, like feathers falling on a drum. Two heartbeats in the wilderness converging into one, into one. Well, now we know what those who guide our steps have always known. We've never been alone, and we'll always be together, converging into one, converging into one. We are not alone.
Alicia Feynman, and that was her tune, and that was TR's lyric, Converging Into One. And Alicia recorded that on her, you know, she just went home and recorded that and sent that out to a couple of people. I think Tracy Moore got one, and Heidi Muller got one, and a few other folks. Alicia, she lives in California, and she did that. That's neat that she did that, and I really, really want to thank her for her permission to air that, which was sent to those folks. She wrote the tune, and he wrote the words, and she went home right after that benefit that we did on the 18th of January and recorded that with just her guitar. We heard My Father's Wildest Dreams by T.R. Ritchie, and about four poems read by Christy Stortle. Tracy Moore's music underneath, Welcome to the World, T.R. Ritchie, Heidi Muller's version of White Bark. We're taking a look at T.R. Ritchie, and we're taking a look at his life through his music and his poems and the kind of individual he was, and listening to some music of his and some music of some other folks that recorded his songs as well and his poetry. T.R. Ritchie was one of those folks who could used poetry and song as his outlet, and then he got things squared away. He transcended a lot of those kind of troubles and worries and those minor things, as is in that first poem called Rights and the one called Forget. But there were a couple of things that riled him up a little bit, and we'll hear about that. But let's go back to T.R. himself and listen to this song here. This is from a more produced album. It is.
Mm-hmm. I've been out all night, covering ground, thinking things over and looking around. Well, I never really noticed it that much before, but this place just doesn't feel like home anymore. And lately I've been feeling restless a lot, hungry for something, but I don't know what. I think these streets are losing their hold on me. This town just ain't as big as it used to be. It ain't as big as it used to be. I'm ready to run, and I don't care what direction. I'm ready to run before the hunger disappears. I'm ready to run, if only for my own protection. Something tells me if I wait too long, I'll never get out of here. Well, I don't want to end up like some of the guys, just letting things happen for the rest of their lives. Taking the first offer that walks through the door, too tired, too bored, too scared to hold out for more. And I don't want to find myself wishing someday I'd have made some kind of move before my feet turned to clay. I'm not gonna settle for just what I can get, a bird in the hand and a life of regret. I'm ready to run, and I don't care what direction. I'm ready to run before the hunger disappears. I'm ready to run, if only for my own protection. Something tells me if I wait too long, I'll never get out of here. I'm ready to
if it were easy. Sometimes the best and only hope is to gut it out. Endure. Stumble up from the ashes of your phoenix and begin again the ungraceful work of learning to fly. Do you think you have a choice? If it were easy, anyone could do it. Bad Company. They came up the noisy trail, the way their kind always do, stopped down the ridge to tumble boulders from the heights and cheer the frenzied destruction of gravity and stone. Flopped in my catwalk shade, consumed their packaged lunch foods, tipped canteens, and looked around as if they'd seen it all before. Agreed they'd go nuts, sure, to live alone like me through all these summer days. Gone, I got my broom and swept their footprints off my path, then pissed the grass where they had sat. Half an hour later, heard them off toward Burger Butte, shouting down the cliffs as if they thought they had words. These high-blown slopes had waited through a million years to hear. Quiet hands. After all is said and done, after my time has come and gone, let my life have been the scene of useful work and graceful things. And I will rest with quiet hands. I will rest with quiet hands. Sparrows again. Sparrows again, ganged in the leafless brush of the fence row, shouting their gratitudes to the world, so commonplace a sight as to go unnoticed. But have you looked lately into the black fire of their wild eyes? Can you say your own life crackles with such passion for the moment? Have you ever dared to bear the weight of such surrender? What courage would it take to live like sparrows?
I'll meet you halfway, somewhere in the night. Look for me just past the moon, second star to the right. I'll meet you halfway, in a dream we are having somewhere, and the two of us can go dancing among all our wishes and prayers. I'll meet you halfway, you'll know who I am. I'll be the one with the look in her eye, the one with her heart in her hand. I'll wear my favorite colors, and you wear your favorite shoes. We'll waltz to the edge of the night and watch tomorrow come true. Saved you this dance, and time means nothing to me.
Visitor by T.R. Ritchie. Death is in the room with me, but he does not look like death. He looks more like a friend dropped by with his guitar to pick a few tunes and have a couple beers and laugh with me over the sorry state of the world. Death looks like the guy I hung out with in high school theater. None of us were very popular, but we had grand dreams and knew all we had to do was bide our time and we would come into our own glory. Death looks like the old horse packer I worked with in Montana, who taught me how to balance the load and throw a tight hitch so nothing came loose crossing those high, steep passes on rough trails. Death looks like the short order cook in that all-night joint on First Avenue back in 73, who said to everyone who sat down at the counter, "Mister, you look hungry. What'll it be?" Death looks like my mother, 6 years old, squinting at the camera in the winter sun, wearing her favorite red hat and mittens, and the family dog gazing up into her face like she was the center of the universe. Death looks like the mailman whistling down the street, bringing me a long overdue love letter. Death looks like my big brother, who let me win at checkers sometimes and taught me how to ride a bicycle. I know that guy. We've been friends all my life. If I'm not wrong, we'll be swapping tunes for years to come. Doesn't get much better than that.
People say to me, oh, you gotta be crazy. How can you sing at a time like this? Don't you read the news? Don't you know the score? How can you sing when so many others grieve? People say to me, what kind of fool believes that a song will make a difference in the end? By way of a reply, I say a fool such as I, who sees a song as somewhere to begin. A song is somewhere to begin. The search for something worth believing in. If changes are to come, there are things that must be done. And a song is somewhere to begin. People say to me, oh, you gotta be crazy. How can you dream at a time like this? Don't you read the news? Don't you know the score? How can you dream when so many others grieve? People say to me, what kind of fool believes that a dream will make a difference in the end? By way of a reply, I say a fool such as I, who sees a dream as somewhere to begin. A dream is somewhere to begin. The search for something worth believing in. If changes are to come, there are things that must be done. And a dream is somewhere to begin. People say to me, oh, you gotta be crazy. How can you love at a time like this? Don't you read the news? Don't you know the score? How can you love when so many others grieve? People say to me, what kind of fool believes that love will make a difference in the end? By way of a reply, I say a fool such as I, who sees love as somewhere to begin. Love is somewhere to begin. The search for something worth believing in. If changes are to come, there are things that must be done. And love is somewhere to begin.
Love is somewhere to begin.
Love is somewhere to begin. The search for something worth believing in. If changes are to come, there are things that must be done. And love is somewhere.
And a dream is somewhere.
And a song is somewhere to begin.
Song is sung.
Stand where you are. Stand where you are. Just stand there. Let the light fall upon your face and across your shoulders, onto your arms and hands, onto your feet bare on the stone. Feel how it celebrates your skin, how it rejoices that you are there, that it may, in its way, sing your name. Haven't you always been deserving of such praise? Has it ever been easier to be loved? Resolve to listen. Resolve to listen to the voice within that speaks to you in quiet tones, like the wind in the grass, like the rain on the pines, like the sound of the wild creatures breathing, that says to you, isn't it time? What if? Is it possible? Move toward the thing you were born to do. As for the voices who nag or scream or threaten or shame, know them for the liars they are. Show compassion for their desperate ways. Forgive them. Turn away. Move then toward the thing you were born to do. Some of these side canyons go nowhere. Some of these side canyons go nowhere. Nothing back there but tangled oak, poison ivy, maybe an old cottonwood in the sand. Below some slick rock pour off, certainly no trail. Nothing on the map, nothing to recommend it. Some lizards, beetles, maybe a raven. One thing though, it'll be quiet. Still enough. Hear the one note dirge of the world. Where you come from, have you known such things? No, then maybe you've arrived. Maybe what you need is such terrain to flush the noise and brain rot from your life. You're in luck. This time of day, the snakes are in their dens. Doe, passing her sad, mangled carcass, splayed by the roadside, I don't suppose the loss of this one doe will make much difference to the world. But what if it did? My old enemy waits. My old enemy waits patiently. All it takes is one mistake, one careless moment, and there it is. The double guess of uncertainty, the beautiful lies of reason, and I defenseless in the face of those must accept the blows, be staggered, take the hard fall. Then find it in myself to rise, shake it off, offer a blood-lipped grin, and ask, so is that all you got?
And this ends our little tribute to T.R. Ritchie. And I want to thank especially Heidi Muller, Alicia Feynman, Albert Snow, Tracy Moore, Belinda Bowler, Tom Rawson, and I think that just about does it. And Christy Stortle for doing the reading, and I think that just about does it. I don't know, we have a little bit of time left. Might as well play some more cuts from some of these folks that were part of this. And, you know, this seems appropriate, I guess.
Oh, that dream, keep that dream, keep that dream alive. Oh, that dream, keep that dream, singing to survive. I see a woman stand up strong, her tambourine in hand. Her eyes shut tight, her body rocks, she sings about the promised land. Her ancestors were chained together, ships sailed on bloody seas. Those songs they sang, more than pretty songs, they sang to be set free.
They had a dream.
Oh, that dream, keep that dream, keep that dream alive. Oh, that dream, keep that dream, singing to survive. And she tells me of the meanings of the songs they pass through time. Escape disguised in Bible hymn and protest and nursery rhyme. When Harriet Tubman called out loud, her crying through the field. Melody and shouting were the ways they passed the word.
Freedom.
Oh, that dream, keep that dream, keep that dream alive. Oh, that dream, keep that dream, singing to survive.
Singing to survive.
And now today she hears their call, the slender thread still strong. She says, God gave you two hands, use them and carry on. Loneliness, oppression, hunger, war, slavery, broken hearts and hard times. And the longing to be free.
We can still sing.
Oh, that dream, keep that dream, keep that dream alive.
Keep that dream alive.
Oh, that dream, keep that dream, singing to survive.
Singing to survive.
Well, they sang over washtubs and cotton fields behind the plow. And when we sing, we make them live as we sing to survive right now. Loneliness, oppression, hunger, war, slavery. We are the link and the chain when we sing to be set free. And we're singing, oh, that dream, keep that dream, keep that dream alive. Oh, that dream, keep that dream, singing to survive. Oh, that dream, keep that dream, keep that dream alive. Oh, that dream, keep that dream, singing to survive. Oh, that dream, keep that dream, keep that dream alive. Oh, that dream, keep that dream, singing to survive. Oh, that dream, keep that dream, keep that dream alive. Oh, that dream, keep that dream, singing to survive. Oh, that dream, keep that dream, keep that dream alive. Oh, that dream, keep that dream, singing to survive.
Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from contributing listeners and from the folks at Rico's, a neighborhood pub in downtown Pullman, a venue for live music on the Palouse, including jazz, bluegrass, and folk. Rico's, 104 years of service to Pullman and the WSU community.
Mostly cloudy today with a chance of snow or rain. High temperatures about 34 in Moscow, 40 in Clarkston. Cloudy tonight with a chance of rain or snow, especially a good chance of 2 inches of snow on the Palouse. Low temperatures in the upper 20s to lower 30s, and tomorrow, rain or snow.
Join me for a chance to discover artists whose music reaches across the Atlantic in both directions. New artists from North America, new recordings from some you know. In our New World releases, this week on the Thistle and Shamrock.
Join Fiona Ritchie for the Thistle and Shamrock in about 1 hour after hour three of Inland Folk with Dan Marr, which is about to begin at 1 o'clock here on Northwest Public Radio.
You're listening to Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7, a listener-supported service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University. This station is operated in cooperation with the University of Idaho School of Journalism and Mass Media.
Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston, KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood, also on translators K274BK 102.7 Kamiakuski, K265DX 100.9 Enterprise, Oregon, and K272DO 102.3 Orofino.